Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel, Arayni Kaparis Mishkava, and our late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are also learning this week in the memory of the great Mrs. Shelley Feit, Aleha Shalom, whose yahrzeit is this Shabbos, and we are now going to be beginning the Book of Yonah, which of course is well known to us, perhaps one of the best known of the Sifri Treyasar, of the 12 Nevi'im of Treyasar, because after all, the Book of Yonah serves as the backdrop for the Haftorah for Mincha on Yom Kippur afternoon. And who is this person, Yonah? So the bottom line is that Yonah comes from Gas Hefer, which is a city in the area of Zvulun, and so therefore that makes Yonah from Zvulun. The Yerushalmi identifies his mother as being from Asher, and Yonah happens to also be mentioned in Malachim Beis in Parakit Dalet, where he gave a nevuah that Yeravam ben Yoash would recapture area that the enemies of Am Yisrael occupied in previous years. Some are quick to point out that Yonah was the child that Eliyahu Navi revived from the dead. And Elisha also told him to go ahead and anoint Yehu ben Nimshi. So the Navi begins as follows. Vayidvar Hashem al Yonah ben Amitai Leymar, Kum Leichel Ninveh Ha'ir HaGdola, go to Ninveh, which was the ancient Assyrian city on the eastern bank of the Tigris River. And I want you to go ahead and speak out to Ukra Leach Yosar Asam Lefanai. The Radak comes along and he says, an entire city of Goyim are going to be able to go do tshuva for their sins from hearing the words of a Navi. So here also, you guys are going to, you Am Yisrael, how come you don't listen to the Nevi'im? And Hashem says, in that regard, that Yonah, you're going to give the message. Now Yonah gets afraid of this situation because he doesn't want to go ahead and give that message. Vayakam Yonah Livroch Toshisha Melifnei Hashem. Yonah doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to be in front of Hashem. He knew that the people of Nineveh would do tshuva, and that would be a great Kiddush Hashem, but it would be a accusation against the Jewish people in that situation. And so Yonah runs a risk. And so he runs away to Tarshish. Why does he run to Tarshish? So we talked about that on Yom Kippur this year, to understand that Tarshish is the exact opposite of what you would normally associate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with spirituality. It's all about economics, it's all about money, it's all about physicality, and Yonah goes there, and he tries to get away from Milifnei Hashem. But of course, no matter where one goes, one will always find himself in front of Hashem. Vayirid Yafo, so he goes to Yafo. Vayimtza aniya bar Tarshish, he found a ship that had just come in from Tarshish. Vayitain scharas, he pays for the whole ship. Vayirid ba lavo, so that they wouldn't wait to turn the ship around. Vayirid ba lavo imam Tarshish, malifnei Hashem, he wants to go back to Tarshish, which the people were there. He decides he wants to go to get the ship's crew and anybody else who wanted to go, yeah, according to this situation, he hid himself among them. So Hashem sent this major storm to the sea, and there was a storm, and the ship was getting ready to break. So what happened was the sailors became frightened. Everyone starts crying out to their own gods. They threw everything on board into the sea in order to make this the lakel me'aleim, in order to make things lighter. Right? Yonah yored al yarkse asvina vayishka vayiradam. Yonah goes down to, if he remained on deck, he'd think that he would be carried ashore by the waves, and so therefore he now went down to the ship's hold, so when the ship would begin to sink, he'd be the first to die, says the Malbim. And as soon as he would die, the storm would subside. And according to the Alshach, Yonah couldn't speak to God because he was too ashamed of himself. He was very down. He left the deck. He went into the darkness. And that's the way he went. So the captain says to him, what are you doing down here, sleepyhead? Kum krelalo kecha ulayi sashi salo kim lanu belono veid. Go down, daven, maybe your God will reconsider our fate, and we won't get lost. So the men said to each other, let's go ahead and take lots, right? Their storm was the only one, their ship was the only one in the storm. And so they saw that this was something that they could figure out. So they took the lots, and it fell out on Yonah, right? Vayomrei lov hegida na lanu basher lemi hara'a zos lanu. Ma malachtecha me'ayin tavo ma'artecha ve'imi ze'amata. So they said to him, tell us, for what is this terrible situation? What do you do? Where are you going? Right? Where are you? What's your land? And what nation are you from? What's happening over here? They thought maybe you were he was a dishonest person, or they said Yonah's occupation made him important to Hashem, says the Alshech. They asked him where he came from. Are you in a cursed city, says Rashi? Maybe you come from a distant city where they wouldn't be able to return the gazela that you stole. They said, what nation? Maybe you came from a nation of Rishon, says Radak. And so Yonah answers, "Vayomer Aleihem Ivri Anochi Be'etz Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Ani Yarei." He says, "I am a Jewish person. I'm an Aver, right? It's a descendant of Aver, and I fear God, right? And who is Asher Asa Esayam Esayabasha? He made the heavens. He made the ground. Vayiru Anashim Yira Gedola. So the people had this great." He says, what are you doing? He says, what should we do? He told him he was running away. So he told him the truth, says the Radak, or they figured it out from his story. So the people said, what should we do to you? Right? So that the sea would stop, would silence itself. Keyam holich v'sor, because the sea was actually getting more and more turbulent. The sailors tried to sail towards the shore. The waves flowed backwards, and it gets to be more difficult. Vayomer aleihem so'uni b'tiluni al hayam v'yishto keyam aleichem. Just pick me up and throw me into the sea, right? I'm not doing tshuva. I'd rather die. And that would calm the sea. I know it's my fault. So the people, they tried to get back to the shore, but they couldn't. So they called out to Hashem. They begged God, let us do something, right? Don't make us guilty of taking an innocent life. Because what happened? Ki ata Hashem kasher chavatzta asisa. What you did, what you wanted to do, that's what you did. You could have killed Yonah any other way, but you forced us to do it. Please just know that we're acting on your behalf, says the Malbim. You're the one who's responsible for throwing Yonah overboard. Vayisu es Yonah vayatilu al hayam. So they picked up Yonah and they threw him into the sea. Vayamod hayam izapo. And sure enough, what happened? The sea stopped raging. So what happened? So the people feared Hashem tremendously. So they brought a carbon to Hashem. They said they were going to bring carbonos in Yerushalayim, right? And according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, they traveled to Yerushalayim. They became Bali Brismila, and Hashem took their dam as a sacrifice, and they made Nedarim to give tzedakah to the poor, says the Radak, or says Rashi, to convert, or to convince their wives and children to fear Hashem, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And this is the backdrop from within which we find Yonah in the bottom of the sea. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.